You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Tonight on the Cooligans, it is a UEFA Champions League extravaganza, okay? We're talking about our final four picks of the upcoming matches, and we reflect a little bit on Sergio Aguero and his Manchester City career.
That's right. Plus, we talk to Aaron West of CBS. We talk everything from Champions League, Europa, and I'm not going to say who, but one of the three of us is wearing a kimono. That and more today on the Cooligans!
Yo, it's me, Dave Vianich here, and I've been hanging out with the Cooligans, having a nice, and I hope you've been having a nice too.
Yeah, baby! Come on.
Let us go. Hello, Alexis Guerreros. How are you doing?
Not bad, Christian Eleanor Blanco. I just gave you a middle name.
Yeah, that's a good middle name for me. I'll take it, okay? Mix it up a little bit. Hello, everybody. We are the Cooligans. Like Alexis said, my name is Christian Eleanor Blanco.
That's right. You know CEP. And I'm Alexis. I'm Alexis Gertrude Guerreros.
Okay, AGG was good. We are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians. That was the funniest soccer show right here on Fubo Sports Network.
Mm-hmm. Also happens to be the gulliest. You already know that. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, also, look at this pimple. What happened here, huh?
Oh, interesting. Is that a side effect of the vaccine? Bruh. Oh, no.
I squeezed it and a chip fell out, bruh. A computer chip, bruh. I was nervous.
Oh, they were right, man. All along, man.
Oh, no, dude.
Okay. So a lot to discuss today. We have an awesome show. We're going to be joined by Aaron West of CBS Sports. He does all the Champions League coverage, him and his great team over there. So we have a lot
incredible
to discuss.
Incredible work.
Yes, because Champions League is kicking off again next week, Tuesday, April 6th. So we get a nice little aperitif for that Champions League.
In a mousse-bouche, if you will, you know.
A lot to talk about. Speaking of Champions League, obviously, we'll figure out and we'll talk about who we think is going to progress. It is March Madness, Final Four. We'll talk about that in a moment. But the big news that just came out just a couple moments ago was about Robert Lewandowski. He is going to be missing 4 weeks, the next 4 weeks, because of an injury. He got injured in the international break in a match against Andorra.
Super important. Super important.
This is the frustrating thing. Some people love international football, and then you have these scenarios where these superstars get injured in these games that, you know, look, I'm no disrespect to Andorra, okay? I adore her, okay?
No, you don't even know her, Christian.
But this is, this is part of the game. It happens, you know, they play in these games where they dominate, and then, against these quote-unquote weaker footballing nations, and then you got some injuries.
Yeah, I mean, this is the tough thing about international football. But, you know, here's the other thing, right? If you're Bayern Munich, what do you do now? Because he's kind of the only real pure striker on that team, you know? And having someone like Robert Lewandowski, he changes. He's a tiebreaker, you know what I mean? PSG is having an absolutely wonderful Champions League, and this can only build your confidence, right? Like, when you look at Bayern is a tough team, but I feel like a lot of it is because not only are they great everywhere, but they have Robert Lewandowski up front to bag those goals. They don't have that anymore.
You don't replace a player like that. But obviously Bayern Munich will be playing PSG in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. And even in that game, that was a tight game. It was only one goal that was the difference, but the goal from Kingsley Coman in last year's Champions League final. Not to say that Robert Lewandowski didn't have anything to do with that victory, but not having him, you have to favor PSG at this point. If they have Choupo-Moting, Thomas Müller can kind of step up but it's not the same.
For a big you know, two matches for a big competition, you would be like, Mueller, you're up front, bruh. Figure it out. You know what I mean? I feel like Flick will have a better way of saying it, but whatever. But I think there's two things that have got to make PSG really happy right now. One, Neymar's sister doesn't have a birthday anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And two,
you can have two birthdays too. Is a birthday season? No, that's not allowed.
My wife has a birthday month, so if she was related to Neymar, PSG is like, we're not buying you anymore because we can't handle this. And Robert Lewandowski being injured, this has to. If you're PSG, if you're Mbappe, you have to think to yourself, this is my moment. Especially if the rumors are true and Mbappe wants to move from PSG. You got to think, you know what? I win a Champions League. I walk out of here. We goody. I did my thing. I did what we were supposed to do. Now I can move on to one of the two other clubs that can afford me.
Yeah, I did everything I needed to do. And I'm about to celebrate my 22nd birthday. Okay? Uh-huh.
I guess I could retire now. Go do what I've always wanted to do, which is to be an actuary. Yeah, I don't know that about Mbappe. Okay.
All right. Because I'm trying to get up here. I'm not just winning World Cups. I've been there, done that. Who hasn't won a World Cup? Okay.
Oh, I'm done using my physicality. Now I want to use my brain, dog.
No, so this, especially with Robert Lewandowski, this does kind of beg the question about his, he is obviously dominating in Bundesliga. He has what, something 30 some odd goals, 35 goals, something like that. He is I don't know how debatable it is. I mean, he is the best player in Europe, right? But maybe in the world right now. I mean, he is, he didn't get.
I'd say he's the best striker. I wouldn't necessarily say he's the best player.
I mean, the goals are the most important part of the game. So I'm going to probably lean
Route
on him.
One Polanco up here, huh? All right. Who needs a midfield?
I know this, you come to this show for the bold statements from old Christian Eleanor Polanco, but this is...
CEP is bringing strong opinions today.
Okay. But he's close to the goal scoring record in Bundesliga which is 40 goals. I think he's six goals away. But he didn't get to win the Ballon d'Or because they didn't award it last year when he probably would have won it. But I think he's going to win it in the next iteration of it.
I mean, he's 32 years old. I feel like at some point, he has to either win it or, you know what I mean? Like, he's proven that he deserved to win it last year.
What are the other choices?
I mean, he doesn't have much left is what I'm saying. I don't even know if he's going to be able to really come back from an injury like this and be as effective as he was. So, I'm not exactly sure of the point you were making, Christian Eleanor Polanco. But
I'm saying he's the best I'm saying he's the best player in the world right now. That's the point I'm making.
Okay, let us know what you think. Is an injured 32-year-old guy in the German league the best player in the world? We were talking a little bit about Champions League. One of the teams still in Champions League, Manchester City, and they've just announced that Sergio Aguero will not be coming back after the end of his contract, which ends this summer, at the end of the season. But they're also talking about building a statue for him. And I normally don't say this before a player retires, because he's not retired, but he absolutely deserves a statue outside of their stadium, of the Etihad. Absolute legend for this club.
Put it on the pitch, bro. Yeah, that's
Hey, I know Pep is like, can we just keep it on the bench at least, just so I know he's there with me at all times? Just for the last match and the last kick of the 2012 season, for that reason alone, he deserves a statue.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, that moment, look, whether you're a fan of Manchester City or not, they made their name. It became a global. They became a global sensation. I mean, right? I was a fan of soccer here and there, but when that obviously, if you, I don't remember, at the end of the
2012,
match,
yeah.
At the end of 2012, the end of the 2011-2012 season, Sergio Aguero scores just a miraculous goal in extra time. The Manchester City come back against Queen's Park Rangers to win the title. Manchester United is like literally watching on the big screen at the other stadium. They won their...
Well, I happen to be at a bar. I happen to be at Blind Pig. We were all there for the Arsenal match because I think Arsenal had to win this last match to get into the fourth place, to get into Champions League, right? And we know fourth place is our trophy. We had a parade. It was pretty great. but we're all watching and we're all celebrating. Arsenal match is done. Great game. We win. And everyone turns to watch the one TV out of like the 13 TVs in this bar that has the United, City game. So we're watching and it's just like, oh, there's only 1 minute left in extra time, you know, and like everything is like building up to this moment. As it happens, we saw on the other TV, United wins their match and they're kind of walking around. They're walking around the pitch like they've just won the league. Yeah, Sir Alex Ferguson.
They're just waiting for time to run out. Yeah.
The camera happens to be on Wayne Rooney. So we're all watching the City match. City scores. We're kind of going nuts because it's a wild moment. And everyone in unison turns to look at United. And you could see in real time as people were like watching on their phones or on the screen or getting updates as it hits Wayne Rooney that they did not win the league. And it was just like that moment. I'm like, it's the closest to American style ending of season of sports seasons.
Buzzer beater.
Yeah.
Type thing. Yeah.
It was the closest thing to like, and I was like, if they could figure out a way to do this every year. And I know European fans are like, oh, playoffs. Yeah, why you have playoffs? Yeah, you want to win the league 6 weeks before the season is done? And then everything else is just a bunch of handshaking? You know what I mean? This was, it doesn't get more American sports than that moment for England.
An incredible, incredible. It made me, I was already a soccer fan, but it made me like, yo, now this is like the emotional connection to the sport was even, I mean, it was equivalent to Landon Donovan scoring the goal against Algeria. Like that's how I was like, I wasn't even a Manchester City fan. I'm just like, yo, this is an unbelievable moment. Another thing that a lot of people talk about is also the call, which we didn't hear in the US because we're watching on NBC, but Martin Tyler, I believe on Sky Sports, doing that call, the Aguero, right?
Yeah.
Great moment. But another one that a lot of people don't really talk about, and I don't know if you, have you ever heard Ian Dark's call?
No, I don't think I have. Martin Tyler's is the famous one, but I haven't heard.
Ian Dark's call is amazing as well. It has a better ramp up to the moment than Martin Tyler's. The explosion of it at the end is amazing, but Ian Dark's is like you. It's like, you know, when you hear a good radio announcer and they mention every single detail to get to the moment. Ian Dark's call, if you haven't heard it, look it up online. It's a very, very good call.
Well, I mean, so many things are going to happen now, right? All the questions are like Erling Haaland coming in. Is this making room for Erling Haaland for City? I'm kind of interested as to what's going to happen with Aguero. The clubs so far that are, you know, chirping a little bit about they're looking to sign him as options are Barca, PSG, and Juventus. I mean, at this point, those are the three teams you hear about for everybody. But I think it's kind of a mistake for Juventus to sign him because you tried some old players, bro. It ain't working out.
He's 32 years old, and he has been dealing with a couple of injuries the last couple of years. Yeah.
He seems perfect for PSG or Barca, though. I don't think the Griezmann experiment has worked. But if you want to keep Messi, you bring in another Argentinian, you know, and you're like, hey, you know, Mate stations, you know.
or look, this is out of left field, literally. You're already at Manchester City. Go right to NYCFC, bruh. It's all good. Why not? Sergio Aguero and
we'll
MLS.
Build you a statue before you get here. How about that?
Okay, we'll have the statue before the stadium, bruh. It'll be in place for you at the airport. The statue will pick you up from the airport.
We got to put the statue on wheels because we don't know where the stadium is going to be, but you'll get a statue, though.
Okay. We'll get somebody from TaskRabbit to move it around, all right? Champions League returns next week, Tuesday, April 6th. We got two matches, Real Madrid against Liverpool, Manchester City against Borussia Dortmund, which you can watch on Fubo TV.
Hey.
Get on there. Okay, so let's pick our final four. Obviously, March Madness is going on right now. So let's see who
I think Oral Roberts is getting. Okay.
I don't know anything about that except the name, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to look into it.
Nah, right. I feel like if I Google it, I'm not going to get a sports website. I don't know who this Robert dude is.
Alexis, who are your final four
I think my final four in the Champions League is very simple. Madrid versus Liverpool, you're gone, Madrid. I'm going Liverpool. Dortmund versus Man City. Take the bus. I don't know what the phrase is.
That's the saying. Yeah, I'm not keep going.
Bus, Dortmund. Because City's gonna win. PSG versus Bayern. Go get your shoes, Bayern. Because PSG is winning that one. And Porto versus Chelsea. Don't even show up, Porto. Because Chelsea's gonna win.
Okay. Oh, I love the classic Alexisisms.
Just good old cliches. You've heard of million times.
For me, I think it's Madrid is moving on, so it's gonna be Madrid, Manchester City, PSG, and I think Porto is moving on and gonna get past Chelsea. I think Chelsea do not they're offensively, they're not really clicking, so I think this is their weakness right over here. I think Porto has a real chance.
It looks like the only places where you and I disagree is I think Liverpool's actually going to advance beyond Real Madrid, but you think Porto is going to beat Chelsea.
Yeah, well, more than me having a lot of confidence in Porto is me not having much confidence in Chelsea. I think
what's it been 13, 14 games since Chelsea's lost?
Correct.
So are you struggling to have confidence in this team?
Even in Champions League, they're not scoring a lot of goals. That's
are
all.
They just, winning?
That is obvious. I just
also
think
they beat Atletico Madrid 3-0 in aggregate. That's pretty good against one of the better defensive clubs.
I agree, but I think Porto, after seeing what they did against Juve, they could put five against Juve, they could score a couple against Chelsea. That's the point.
So
I'm
you
making.
Think poor man, like gluten-free Atletico Madrid is going to beat Chelsea when Chelsea beat Atletico Madrid? You think Chelsea
is... Gluten ain't for everybody, dude. I mean, okay.
Dollar store Atletico Madrid is going to beat Chelsea when Chelsea already beat Atletico Madrid?
I'm more surprised that you think Liverpool will be able to get past Real Madrid.
I'll explain why. I'm glad you asked, CEP. I think the reason why is very simple. Liverpool ain't got nothing else. Liverpool got nowhere else to go. You know what I mean? Like, this is their only shot at anything. And I don't think Real Madrid is as strong. I think they're susceptible. I do think Real Madrid is a better team right now. They're a much better squad. Look, their midfielder's 35 years old and still looks incredible, right? I'm not confident in Vinicius Jr., right? I don't know that he's necessarily supplanted himself. You know what I mean? I don't know if he's necessarily settled. He's also super young. And Benzema scores when the time is right. And that's it, right? But I don't know that he's another person who I don't have a lot of confidence in. When he scores, it's amazing and I'm a fan. But I don't have a lot of confidence going into any match saying, yep, Benzema's going to score in this one. You get what I'm saying? He doesn't seem like he takes the match by the scruff of the neck, if you will. and I do think this gives an opportunity. Dude, Liverpool ain't got to start nobody in the domestic league. They are who they are. They're not going to get relegated, similar to Arsenal, and they're not going to get in the top five, maybe, right? Maybe there's a chance they can get in the fifth or fourth place. But for the most part, Champions League is really all they got. They won it last year. They won it in the last competition. I think this is their competition to lose. I think they're going to beat Real Madrid.
Okay. I highly doubt that. We'll see what happens. But no, I don't have the same confidence that you have in Liverpool. I'm an Everton fan, so why would I? But I think Madrid is going to take that one.
All right. I think you're wrong, but let's see what Aaron West has to think. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I just want to bring in with a word from one of our sponsors, us, and you guys being Gully Squad. And you know what? Maybe I keep saying you. Maybe you're listening to this and you're not a member of Gully Squad and you're wondering why. Well, I've given you amazing, reasons why I've told you the Slack channel is absolutely amazing. Here's another reason why I think Gully Squad is absolutely incredible and why you should join is because whenever we have guests, and we've had everything from World Cup winners to MLS, Premier League, NWSL, legends of the game, we've had incredible, incredible players on our show, incredible guests from comedians like Roy Wood Jr. of The Daily Show, incredible guests. The only people who get to ask them questions besides Christian and I are Gully Squad. Gully Squad finds out early who our guests are, and they get the chance to put those questions in the Slack. Those are the only other questions we ever ask. If you want to be one of those folks, if you want to join the amazing Slack channel, if you want to get to become a part of this community, if you want to start, cooperating with some of the Gulliest kit, the kit that they're making for themselves, if you want to drop some knowledge in the coffee or the beer and wine liquor section or the food porn section, all that, you got to join Gully Squad. Most importantly, if you also want to ask questions of our guests, you either got to become a cooligan, which is impossible, right? Unless you're funnier than Christian, then try out, let me know. Or you got to join Gully Squad and join that Slack community. So if you want to do that, just go to shoutstous.com. Again, that's shoutstous.com. Or you can simply go to soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad. In fact, if you go to soccercooligans.com, it's our website. We worked really hard on it. We think it's really nice. And all over the place, you'll find buttons to join Gully Squad. So do it today. Hi, baby. We're back on the Cooligans Living Room. FC and Christian, our guest is here.
Okay, when the homies come through, you know what I mean? It's always a good feeling. And I feel a little bit underdressed, overdressed. I don't know exactly how I feel right now.
I thought I was going to have the most colors going on right here. But it turns out, nah. I mean, my guy's wearing bespoke kimonos on our show. One-offs and all that, you know?
Bro, exclusives, okay?
Absolute a favorite of the show, friend of ours. So happy to see him doing big things over at CBS. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Have some respect for the homie, Aaron West, everybody.
Yo, what's really good? I feel extra gully today. Thank you for having me, man.
But what's really, really good?
But what's really, really good, though?
That was a great summer.
We have to talk about Champions League, and obviously it's starting up again next week, the quarterfinals, but... Can we just address that you are rocking an Arsenal kimono design created by one of our homies, a friend of the show as well, Heems. But please tell us about this kimono. Where did this come from?
So Heems hit me up. He shot me a DM. He was like, hey, man, would you have any interest in this project I'm working on with me and Morikawa from 1111? He told me more about the project, emailed me about it, and I was like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm interested in this. This is fire. You're going to give me a one-on-one kimono? Damn right. Made of all Arsenal jerseys? Damn right. I'm in. I'm all the way in. I don't have to give up any of my jerseys, do I? Word. Yeah, let's go. It's like incredible craftsmanship. Like, I was blown away when it arrived. Like, the care that they put into it, like, the fit, the... Just honestly, this is something that I could never conceive of like doing myself. And like to see people that are able to do things like this is insane. Shout out him, shout out me and Morikawa. My wife, you guys know Yael, she was like, when I told them they were gonna give it to me, she was like, why are they giving it to you though? And I was like, well, first off,
I mean, you married me, so I guess the question is for you as well.
Yeah. Like, damn, they fried me, young. I don't know why I'm the one that they chose, but thank you, guys. This is incredible.
It looks good. Thank you for it. Is this the debut of the kimono on television?
It might be. Okay. I had, like, when you guys hit me up to be on the show, I was like, oh, you already know what's coming out.
It is destiny.
I'm coming with that different drip today.
I'm surprised you didn't like hop down into the camera view.
I thought about it. I was like, there's a strong chance if I do that, though, it would just be like a full crotch shot, and we don't need that. Nobody needs that.
We're trying to get ratings. but it is a beautiful kimono. I guess it's a kitmono.
Kitmono. Hey. That was coined live on the Cooligans on Fubo TV Thursdays.
Teams, you need me, my G. Marketing. It is absolutely beautiful. And unfortunately, Arsenal is not in the Champions League, although I like our chances in Europa. But speaking of Champions League, You guys have had a front row seat, if you will, best as you can during the pandemic. We found out not that long ago that it looks like Robert Lewandowski is going to miss a couple of weeks here. What do you think? I know, right? Poor little Alfred, him old knees.
Over here fixing his hair with Aaron.
What do you think is the storyline coming out of these last few matches? And do you think Porto is the new whipping boy in this Champions League? Because I don't know if they got a chance here.
So I actually think, first off, I think that Porto Chelsea tie is going to be two of the ugliest matches we've seen in a while.
I think there's
probably going to be one goal between the two games. It'll probably be Chelsea, but like, it's not going to be pretty at all. Like,
it's going to be so old school. I feel like there's going to be like a lot of mud. You're like, where did the mud even come from? I thought we all switched to plastic.
The forecast was 65 and sunny. Where the hell did this mud come from?
It's so
everybody's
old school.
Everybody's wearing like 17-ounce leather boots with like the like old school pegs and stuff. No,
they show up with head bandages already?
The whistle hasn't blown. What are they doing?
Wait, Chelsea got two red cards. In the locker room, in the tunnel.
What the hell is going on here?
I want to real quick because we're talking about Porto. I know you're also a big Juve fan as well, and you know, unfortunately, Juve got knocked out. You know, in Champions League, and really, I would say the best pair of matches so far. I mean, it was wildly entertaining. But one thing, a big debate, especially coming out of that game, we had this debate already amongst ourselves about the away goal rule in extra time, where some people, you know, in MLS, away goal rule, you know, when it was too late.
Take off the Juventus kimono just for this conversation. I actually love the rule.
Separate, Juve deserved to lose that tie. They did not deserve to win. They were trash. They were bad. Porto were better. So let's separate that.
Okay.
There's two things for me with extra time, especially like now. The first thing is in the pandemic, like I think they should have changed the away goals rules like a little bit. This is a really weird time, and away is not away, home's not home. Especially, they could have even just extended it to solely extra time, which is where I'm going with this. I don't think away goals should count in extra time because it's literally just 30 extra minutes for the away team to score a goal. Because if it's tied, right? If they score a goal, the home team needs two. So that just deflates the hell out of the home team. The away team's riding high. They know they just need to hold on, just literally concede just once. Like, they just need to – they can concede a goal. That's fine. All they have to do is just hold on. So, for me, outside of the pandemic when travel is different, there's no fans, away doesn't really mean an away game, home games don't have the same edge, I think taking away the away goal advantage in extra time would be such a boon to the sport just because it changes – it just makes it straight up from there. Like, yeah, you can have your away goals in regular time. That's fine. I still like that kind of – home away mentality. I kind of like the aggregate still. I can't think of really a better way to do it. Mm-hmm. I think it really would change the game if there wasn't like an extra away or like it didn't count extra for the away goals. I think teams would probably play a little bit differently. But specifically in extra time, get rid of it, man. It's just stupid. It makes no sense. And I'm not just saying that as a sore loser, because I am. I'm a terrible loser. I hate it here. But just in general, the rule doesn't make sense. It's just unfair for the home team.
And I disagree. I think you know the rules of that match going in. If it goes into extra time, to me, it's extra time of that match. So you know you now
extra,
you got to score
it's
two.
Extra, and it's that's the worst. Because like say that it happens so many times. Like it goes into extra time. The away team scores one goal. The tie is over. No one's really scoring two goals. Like, that happens from time to time, but it just changes the game so much from that point on. I hate it.
Bro, think of the vibes, though.
Interesting. Oh, I never saw it that way.
The vibes, honestly.
I feel like we, as a vibologist, I feel like it's my right to bring it up.
As a doctor of vibology.
Ooh, it seems like you overlooked the vibes over here. Common mistake.
It's happened plenty of times. We've seen it before.
No, I agree with you, Aaron. I, It is a you know, the fact that that game ended across two legs, 5-5, and Porto is determined the winner does not seem fair, especially with those extra, you know, that extra time should have ended in penalties. Fine if Juve loses.
Ask Porto fans, and they'll say, I don't know, it was lit. And that's it. I think we're good.
It's vibes. Honestly, it's vibes.
Right?
Like, what am I?
The vibes have been fulfilled.
The vibes, we're good. What am I supposed to do?
Okay, they definitely delivered on their promise of vibes. Obviously, yes, Champions League, the matches will be starting next week. Tuesday, April 6th is when they kick off again, the quarterfinals. We already kind of discussed who we thought our at least final four were going to be. I know it is, March Madness. I know you grew up in North Carolina. This is a very big deal. So we're just trying to merge these two worlds a little bit, all right?
Right. You heard Final Four, and you got like, who we betting on? Okay.
We're out here. Who's gonna cut the goal net? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a good question.
75 minutes of just...
y'all finished yet?
Yeah. Should we just cut a small portion out? Or no, the whole thing? Okay.
Let's start with the first two matches. Real Madrid against Liverpool, Manchester City against Borussia Dortmund. At least for me, Real Madrid is, Liverpool's not getting revenge. Mohamed Salah's not getting revenge on Sergio Ramos. I think Madrid goes through in this one. And Manchester City, I think, moves past Dortmund easily. Even though Dortmund, they look good in Champions League, but in the domestic league, they have no interest in doing too much there. And then in the other two, Bayern and PSG, I think PSG does get revenge here from the final from last year. And this is my big surprise here. I think Porto is going to move past Chelsea. Ooh. What are your thoughts on Alexis? You can go, and then and your reactions to our final fours.
I think Liverpool is showing a different sort of energy in this competition. They got nothing else. So I'm going Liverpool, City, PSG, and I'm Chelsea, Porto. I mean, Porto's going to send the kids. They ain't got a chance, bro. I think it's going to be Liverpool, City, PSG, Porto. I mean, Chelsea, my bad.
I got a one you wildin' for each of you.
Okay.
Alexis, you wildin'? Wait. Did you pick Liverpool? You pick Liverpool. Uh-huh, yeah, you wildin'. Uh-huh. Oh, you big wildin'. You're out here. What did you sip on before this show? What's wrong with you?
I will never admit what's in these cups.
And Christian, you pick Porto? You wildin'. You're wildin'. You know you're wildin'.
Wildin'? You know you're wildin'. Clearly him.
For the mess. Okay?
You know you're wildin'.
Christian definitely wildin' more than I am, though.
That Porto-Chelsea game, again, it's going to be ugly. I am legally obligated to watch it because it's my job, but I don't want to. Do I want to? No, I don't want to. Real Madrid, Liverpool only have vibes. I know you saw that video of like Mo Salah doing the like climbing thing. Like he's looking for revenge.
Spider-Man.
No, it's not going to happen. Like as much as I love to believe in like a crazy story, I don't think it's happening in that Real Madrid Liverpool tie. Like actually, I'm going to go with Christian as the less crazy here. Okay, because some crazy shit could happen in the Porto-Chelsea game. I could see it. Like, Chelsea don't really score goals. They have an incredible defense right now. They're not scoring a ton of goals. Porto are kind of an unknown quality overall. Like, we've seen them play a few times, but no one really knows shit about Porto. No one knows about them. Yeah. No one knows anything about them. So if there's going to be an upset, I could see it maybe being Porto-Chelsea. before Robert Lewandowski got injured, I was all Bayern for that one. I very much thought that PSG had a chance, but now that he's hurt, I firmly put PSG in the driver's seat for that one. Neymar's done with his sister's celebrations, so we can move past that. Like, okay, he can be fully fit. He's not going to interfere with anything. We're into April now. We're getting into the days where he's ready to go. I think any team losing a player like Robert Lewandowski is insanely big, but I think them Bayern losing him at this point in the season that sucks for them. I could see like Serge Gnabry stepping in as a false nine, Thomas Mueller stepping in, but I think PSG are going to win this tie. And then City, Dortmund, I just feel like it's just going to be two matches, 180 minutes of City being like, listen, Erling, it's time, bro. Did you see? Like, you're messing with the small men over here. Like, you need just to come get with the real gang.
Star Wars,
you
join the dark side. Like,
just straight up, they're just force choking everyone on Dortmund. Like, you see this? You see what's going on? It's time.
Tony is going to be, he's going to be in goal for any penalties. He's going to be having to do all of it himself. He might be making the wraps, the chicken wraps for craft service. I don't know.
He's going to be handing out the pregame team sheets. Like, I am starting today.
Yeah. Come see me, you know? I think you're wrong about Liverpool, only because I don't think they have anything else. But I will say,
they got no center backs, bro.
Also, there's Benzema doesn't scare me that much. I think he wants to be a rapper more than he does a soccer player.
I think he can do both.
Yeah, speaking of vibes,
by the way. I think he can do both.
Speaking of vibes, if you don't follow Benzema on YouTube, you must. God. You must.
I don't know if any footballer has, like, the, like, if, as soon as he retires, I think he's just going to drop, like, a 16-song album that he's just been working on for the last 5 years. I think he'll probably start a reality show. You're probably right. one of the vibiest footballers has ever existed, to be honest. And he got in trouble for blackmailing a teammate. What a story. What a story.
Dude, I think he's going to go like DJ Khaled. No one knows why, what he does, but they just know that he's involved.
We just see him in the backseat of the Bentleys and the Rolls with the shirt fluttering in the wind, looking like money. Just looking like money.
Bruh, I need to get me one of them shirts. But I do want to say, when it comes to Bayern, I did think that Lewandowski was the thing that put them over the top against PSG. But PSG is having, I think they're going to win the whole thing. They're having some type of Cinderella season right now. Things are just happen to be working out for them. Either that or they were involved in the injury. You know what I mean? They grappled. They were wearing a ski mask of some sort. Lewandowski's
knee. We can't rule it out. We cannot rule it out.
This is the soccer version of Alex Jones. This is just the conspiracy theories.
Yeah. There were black helicopters around Lewandowski.
The next thing we're going to see is in 2 days, you're going to see like a clip pop up on social media of like Alexis shirtless chasing somebody in the streets.
Wearing a foil hat. Do you think Pulisic gets any burn for Chelsea in this competition at all? Against Porto?
He's leaving this summer. If I was a betting man, I'd put money on him leaving this summer.
Okay.
To where though? I think Bayern.
Proud Boys? The Proud Boys? No.
What? He's already a member of the. He's got the scarf.
Okay. Allegedly,
Lazio,
right? We all know.
I don't know.
He's just liking some problematic IG posts.
Yeah,
that's
he
all.
Needs to chill with the double tap on IG is all we're saying.
He's saying the right things, but he's double tapping on the wrong things. Man.
You know we can see your likes, right?
Yeah. Stop hanging out with Jeff Cameron. We got more with Aaron West. I'm also a very, very proud Arsenal fan. It seems like all of our hopes for the future are pinned on winning Europa League and getting into Champions League. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on whether we can do that and if you think we'll keep Martin Odegaard.
I think there is a very good shot that they can win Europa League. I think like the way that they've looked at their best and the progress that I've seen looks good. I've seen a lot of like positive signs. Obviously, we've seen some negatives. Like, we've seen some incredibly ridiculous mental errors. We've seen some awful like decisions in general. But I think there's
Maserati's
a lot to
getting stuck in traffic or Lamborghinis, whatever.
Captains being late for pre-games. Like, come on. There's a lot. Obviously, a lot to complain about. But overall, I see like very marked progress, and I see like what they're building towards. That I could see this team. I mean, they're one of the best teams in this competition. Like, that's not even as a neutral, you would say that. They're clearly one of the favorites. I could see them winning. Do I think Martin Odegaard's staying? No, I do not. I do not. I think he is happy to get playing time. I think this is a very good, like, it's like a great showpiece for him to be like, yeah, I'm still here. I can still ball. Y'all remember me, right? Yeah. But right. I just think, like, Papa Flo is just going to bring him back to Madrid and sit him on that bench right beside Zidane. And Zizou's going to be like, listen, don't say shit.
Don't you say shit. Yeah, lucky you still
I'll play
that
you in
check.
The cups. Don't say nothing. You sit there, you don't say nothing.
Because the better he plays, the less likely we are to keep him.
It's like you want him to be in that little sweet spot of like playing like shit like every four or five games, or like playing kind of well, but not like balling out. So the home club's like, yo.
Yeah,
you're looking good over there.
That's the problem with the loan process.
Come back or not?
Overall, I miss you, girl.
Right? Like you look good. You lost some weight, didn't you?
Come back to your mama's house,
right? I think I wouldn't get your hopes up. I don't think he's staying, man.
Okay. The other thing I want to ask about, we haven't had a chance to speak about this, but we were talking about Chelsea before, but literally as of when we're recording this, yesterday, Chelsea, their social media team decided to celebrate N'Golo Kante's birthday. And this is why I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about this with you.
It's a light racism, right? It's a light.
It's one of those. I don't know if it is. I don't know if it isn't. It just makes me uncomfortable.
It's like it's like the meme where it's like, what's something that's not racist but feels racist?
Yeah.
It's like, so people don't know what we're talking about. It's obviously N'Golo Kante. It was his birthday, and the Suez Canal, the ever given ship. It is a photo of him tugging the ship in the Suez Canal. It is a silly meme. Everybody, look, we made a meme about it. It had nothing to do with that, but.
We certainly didn't put a black guy pulling it.
You didn't attach a chain to a black guy and have him pull some cargo?
Yeah.
What?
I just want to say, Christian, before you continue, we also didn't even think about that. I just want everyone to know that.
We're like, what is the best comedic angle we can take with this one? And that one didn't even make it in the brainstorming session.
I'm glad. I am glad as your friends. That makes me happy.
It begs the question about... Simply, you know, the lines are being blurred about what is a, you know, like a professional social media account for a football club, a huge club that a lot of people pay attention to. And everybody's trying to get in on, like, the desire for something to go viral is what is kind of the cause of these things, where there's so many oversights. And it also does ask the question where you got to be like, were there any black people in this room coming up with this idea? Because it didn't feel like that.
And is the guy that they hired to come up with this idea a Slavia Prague fan?
That's the thing. It's like in all of these, it's like, who was in the room when you for this approval process?
Right. Did Conte okay this?
Like, you know? Who was in the room for this? And Andre Carlisle, great. So he's great on social media. Great writer. He like tweeted, please hire me, Chelsea. And then legitimately, like that's one of those things where if you have a diverse team, that doesn't go out because someone's going to be like, hey, man, just a thought. Maybe people would take it wrong having a black man attached to a chain. Yeah. Just a thought. And then maybe you don't go with that. It's just literally someone in the room being like, hey, maybe someone wouldn't appreciate this.
Someone has that lived experience. I bet you when they were ideating it, you were like, yeah, because he runs a lot and he's strong.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No, it, like, on paper, it kind of seems like a great idea. Like, oh, man, yeah, he works super hard. He could probably tow a damn ship. We love Conte. He's a worker.
As soon as you see that picture, if you don't cringe when you see that picture, how did four or five people okay that and hit send? Ow!
Yeah, they were just like, look.
And they left it up for so long. That was the thing.
It's no big deal. He's just using his pace and power to pull the ship. No, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
It is wild. Yo, I hope this is, at the very least, a lesson to other people involved in social media and pretty much any industry. It's just like, yo, you got to at least think about what
just
you're going to
be
putting
more minorities.
Out, especially
just,
when
just
it's
hire
something like that.
More minorities. It's
if
really
one of the dudes,
because
it's London, if one of the dudes from Filthy Fellows was there, they would have been like, everybody put your phones down. We're not sending this. Let me explain why. Let me even get an encyclopedia if y'all don't believe the internet.
Okay. Okay. Oh, man. All right. Another wild episode in the books. Thank you so
kimono
much.
Kimono worthy. This episode was absolutely okay. Kimono worthy.
All right.
This is the kimono episode.
We got to make sure we're all wearing kimonos next time. Okay.
No shirts underneath.
Aaron West, thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything you want to let people know about before we sign off?
Yeah, actually, since the last time I was on, I picked up a new show at CBS alongside Jenny Chu, Tosin McKinde. It's called Did I Mention? It comes out on Fridays on our YouTube channel, UCL on CBS. We're talking everything in the world of sport, of this sport we love. Just hot takes, funny takes, not as funny as y'all, but we're giving it.
Now, you guys are great. I love the show. The episode you put up already, I've watched. It's great.
Shouts to Jenny and Nigerian Scams, of course.
That's the homie.
Great, on Twitter as well.
I don't know how they gave us a show and why we're still allowed to do it, but we're here.
Okay, and so also make sure to follow us at Soccer Cooligans on all social platforms. Follow at Fubo Sports and subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel for full episodes of the program. All right, Aaron, this is the new thing that we've been doing on the show since the last time you've been on, as is Golazo Gifts. If you, you know, obviously you can celebrate however you like, whatever is exciting. I mean, look, you'll be our first guest in a kimono doing Golazo Gifts.
How about this? You just scored a goal in the North London Derby that gets Jose Mourinho fired.
Wow. Listen, I was prepared to like be excited for a number of scenarios, but that's a big one. I might take my shirt off for something like that.
Celebration.
Like, I might take my shirt off. Oh my God. Yes, get him out of here. Let's go. I knocked my laptop over.
So just full on tears and
just tears. I'm so happy. Oh my God.
Wow. I mean, that was a powerful goal.
Yeah.
It was top bins from 40 yards out. Come on.
Yeah. Oh no, it was a goal. I don't care if you poached that one. That's how you celebrate that goal.
It's Aaron into apparently an orgasm, I thought. It was pretty intense.
It's a scorgasm, baby. You know what it is.
Scorgasm, let's go.
Aaron, thank you so much for joining us, man. And also, you got a show on YouTube. Obviously, you're on TBS Sports, but you're also on Twitch as well on UCL at TBS Sports. You guys do great work there as well. So make sure to support. All right, so let us end the show the way we normally do, as is tradition. So for Aaron West, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!
I love that part. That's my favorite part.